Imagine what you'd base your reality on if you didn't watch television or movies.
Yeah.
You base it on books. And that's why guys who, you know, don't watch TV or aren't part of society are really fucking weird. Like these guys who get into, like, psycho old cars.
Yeah.
Like, that's a weird group of guys. Or dog people who all they do is talk to other dog people. And they're like, hi. And they'll talk to you for hours and hours about dogs. And you're like, holy fuck, you're crazy. Right? Same with computer nerds.
Yeah.
Same.
All they'll talk about.
You know, and blah, 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 yada, yada.
And I upgraded it. And I installed it.
You're making all these inside jokes. I guess I need more RAM. You know. And people don't know how to deal with that shit. So, you know, the media on that level gives us all common ground. Not a bad thing, but you got to watch who's controlling that because then
it's all common ground of common things that we've all learned from media.
Well,
it's
who owns the common ground? That's what media is.
It's
I think that really what we're doing here at Rant Radio is it's a war for the common ground.
Yeah.
It's making the common ground should be no man's land, but it's not no man's land. The common ground is owned, and that's the problem. So really, The battlefield of the consciousness of our society is the common ground of the media.
Yes. There you go.
That's quotable.
Write that shit down.
Write that shit down.
This is Iron Geek, and you're listening to Ninja Night School Radio.
Snatch back your brain, zombie. Snatch it back and hold it.
Well, what do you think about when you're alone?
I think I want to get out of this rat hole. I want to get online. I need a computer.
I need a Synologic 60, Sogo 7 data gloves, a GPL stealth module, one Verdine intelligent translator, a Thompson iPhone.
He'll try to make a move. He'll use his connections on the net, narrow the bandwidth, go low rent.
He locked on him. He's using a Synologic 16 GPL stealth module. Crazy Bob's computer shop, 5326, Sutton Plaza, back room.
Initiate fires.
9-6-1. Better than a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Riding through the mountains on a train.
But when you
want. Ooh, a big locomotive. Elementary schools are insane. Zoom lenses and big tree jets. Ham hocks in the Jamaica.
But when you want.
4E Freedom Force.
Yeah. Huh. It's getting hot. What you got?
I read off like magnetic nipples, nasal dripping, kung fu grip. You gotta check it out on my microchip.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Somersault backflip. Super karate kick. Double back turn twist.
Sneak into your dreams, you got quite the collection. My life wasn't the rally, needs no correction.
Hey, Crescent Fresh, y'all, and welcome to Ninja Night School. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic, and you, you, my friends, would be listening to Ninja Night School, and this is the special podcasting simplified, low-tech style, special edition. Ninja Night School is a proud member of the podcast Incubator family and can be located on the worldwide interweb at www.podcastincubator.com. And that podcastincubator.com is a mighty cool place on the interweb now. Because what they do there, see, this is Buddy Droop's website. And Droop has set up this website so that those people who wish to do a podcast can do so without worrying about the problems that come along with having to do a podcast. Because you see, if you're going to do a podcast, well, you're going to need a website. You're going to need some bandwidth so that you can transfer your shows. You're going to need a place to store your shows. And all this basically costs money, because for the most part you're going to have to buy the server space, the bandwidth and all this from somebody. So what a lot of people will resort to doing in their podcast in order to fund the bandwidth, the website, and all the costs that come along with podcasting is they advertise. And this is just crap. We don't want this in our podcasting. We need to stand up and join groups at Podcast Incubator. And we need to remember that podcasting can easily go one way or the other. And here at Podcast Incubator, we're interested in keeping the media free. We will be the media, and we will enjoy it. It's not going to be corporate-inspired propaganda. You know, we're going to be able to talk about whatever we want to talk about here. We're not going to have constrictions because, oh, well, our advertisers may not like a particular subject that we're going to talk about. No. None of that bull crap here. Okay? So what we're going to do in this episode is I'm going to give you some simplified basics on recording a podcast. And I know this episode has been done a million different times across the interweb by a million different people. And they all say, oh, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Go out and buy this $40 mic. And go out and buy this $50 sound card. And da-da-da. Man, hold on. What the fuck? They just said, you don't have to spend money, but go buy this. Hold on. No. Okay. I don't know about y'all out there, but I'm poor. Like, poor as fuck. I don't have an extra $40 laying around to go buy a cheap microphone. I don't have extra $50, $60 laying around to go buy a nice fancy-nancy sound card. You know? But is this going to stop me? No. Because I've used a simple method in my podcasting, which is the foundation of this method is the KISS method. And, no, I don't paint my face. Well, I paint my face sometimes, but I'm going to have to edit that out. Jeez. But anyway, the KISS method, for those not familiar with it, is the keep it simple, stupid. Okay? Keep it simple, stupid. So, if you are interested in doing a podcast, you know, don't go out and spend a lot of money on equipment because, A, you know, the average podcast does tend to last very long. A lot of people get into it and they realize it's a lot more time and effort than they were wanting to involve in it. And they tend to drop off, or maybe they run out of things and, you know, shit happens, whatever. So, rule of thumb, A here, dude, don't go out and spend a whole lot of money on something that you may not even decide you like. So let's use equipment that is available to us. And us being the hacker community, we're resourceful. We need to be resourceful. There's a lot of stuff around you that you already have. If a lot of computers nowadays come with a cheap microphone. The microphone I am using, I pulled out of a trash can, okay? Apparently somebody had decided it was so crappy that they didn't want it. But yet, now it brings Ninja Night School to the worldwide interweb, okay? So, you know, what the fuck? You know, if you don't have a microphone laying around, I bet there's a better chance that you have headphones laying around. Okay, well now you can plug your headphones into the microphone jack, and then if you talk into the left speaker, it'll work as a microphone. I used this for a long time when I was doing my AIM, the voiceover AIM conversations, and when I first started doing anything that required voice, because I didn't have a microphone. So I picked up an extra set of headphones, plugged it in, talking in the left hand. This works surprisingly a lot better than you would think, okay? So, nothing else, man, you guys can't get your hands on a mic, whatnot, try this out. The sound will vary with different types of headphones, so if you've got several types of headphones, try them out. And this works very poorly with earbuds, so don't do earbuds. But, yeah, just try out all kinds of different setups to see what it sounds like, because you'd be really surprised what sounds pretty decent once you actually do it. And, you know, so my current setup, I'm using my cheap microphone, which is, I don't know, it might be a $10 microphone. I don't know, it's definitely nothing fancy. Like I said, I pulled it up out of the trash, and I'm using my onboard sound to capture all this. So, I'm definitely not using anything fancy. But I am using my computer, which is kind of fancy. So, you know, you're also not limited to using your computer as a recorder. You know, there's a lot of other devices out there that will record your voice as well. There for a while when I didn't have when my laptop broke down on me and I had to send it off to get the hard drive fixed in it, I used my pocket PC. You know, I have a Toshiba E330. It's got a integrated microphone into the top of the bastard, and you know, it worked just fine. So, you know, be resourceful. There are a lot of really cheap digital voice recorders. You know, go walk around some of the electronics stores. You know, just different department stores. Walk around all kinds of stores. Hit the electronics sections. And look at different voice recorders and stuff like that that are around. See if any of these voice recorders, you know, if they hook up to your computer through USB, they'll let you, you know, export, you know, the files from there. Maybe it's got some kind of a flash storage device, like an SD card or compact flash or something like that. And you know, get you a little reader, you can pop it out of that, pop it into your computer, do the editing on the computer, do your recording on the device. You know, there are a million and one ways to record your voice and your show. Don't let circumstances limit you on this. Be creative, you know. So, the next step, after we have all our hardware together, well, we're going to have to use something to capture our audio or edit our audio. Because whether we like it or not, it's really hard to do your whole show in one shot and without any editing. You know, it's at least a will, and have it sounding decent and listenable. So, I currently, the program I use is called Total Recorder. It's put out by a company called High Criteria. This program, I bought it. I used a trial version for a while, and then the trial version, you can only record up to a minute worth of audio. So what I did is I went ahead and upgraded to the full version, which was the standard edition, which was $11.95. And this program, pretty much, it emulates a regular, like an analog recorder. It's a very simple, but one of the features I do like about it is that it can record anything. It can record through all your normal ports, your line-in microphone, da-da-da-da, all that. And it also has a software mode where it uses its own Total Recorder sound drivers, and it can record pretty much anything that is coming over your computer, whether it be streamed audio, your video game music, pretty much just any sound that your computer makes. It can record in one fashion or another. So I like that. You can also set up, it's got a scheduler mode, so it kind of works like a VCR. So you can have it set time to record certain streams there for a while. I'm a big audio Nazi, okay, y'all? But above and beyond being an audio Nazi, I am an audiophile, which basically means I love audio. I love to listen to things. So a lot of times, I listen to a lot of talk radio, which whatever. Most people can't stand talk radio, but hey, what's podcasting? But more and more talk radio. But a lot of times there were a lot of shows that I would miss because I'd be at work or whatnot, so I'd actually would set up the radio in my room, have a cord coming out from the headphone jack of the radio into the PC, and then just set scheduled times, total record, click on, record my show, cut it off, I come back home, edit out the commercials, throw it on to the portable MP3 player, and boom, I had music for the next day, and that was one solution. That's really what made me fall in love with this program, and I've just continued to use it since. There are a plethora of software solutions for recording your podcast. For Linux, there's Audacity. It's free. I've not used it. I don't know anything about it. So, like I said, all I use is Total Recorder. It's the only audio equipment experience stuff I have with. So, there's also Adobe Edition, which is pretty expensive. So, but either way, the main point here is don't let software be the issue that stops you. There are plenty of programs out there. There are freeware programs. Go to www.download.com, and there you go. There are plenty of programs on there that are freeware, shareware, etc., that'll have trial days. There's no reason why you have to go out and spend $11.95 on a program, or $65, or $195 on a program. Do not let software be the issue that stops you. So, we'll move on here, and I will share with you a few tips that I have come along that I use in my podcasting experience. One of the main things that I found most helpful is, although I'm an audio Nazi, like I said, I still highly recommend, use low quality for your voice. Now, this is a fine line, okay? When you're recording, or your finished product, basically, you need it to be small enough to where you're not picking up all the small nuances, especially if you're using cheap equipment like this crappy ass microphone. If I set the settings to a very high quality, it's going to be very apparent and clearly obvious that I'm using cheap, crappy equipment. Now, if I have the sound quality too low, it's just all going to sound like crap, so it's not going to matter what kind of microphone I have, is it? No. So, the best happy medium that I found is what I use, and I record at 24 kilobits a second at 22,050 hertz in mono channel. This grants me a small file size for my audio shows, which makes a quick, easy, painless download. This also makes for easy storage on your portable MP3 player device, and at the same time, I'm not using a whole lot of bandwidth, storage, etc. Many good benefits here. And the next main important thing for if you're going to sit down and do your own podcast is you're going to want content, content, content. And then a little bit more content. If you're thinking about doing your own podcast, I highly recommend you sit down and spend some time brainstorming plenty of different topics in advance. Okay? I did that for Ninja Night School. I spent a couple months just jotting down all the different things that I find interesting and that I would like to talk about. And I feel these are things that average people maybe aren't aware of. They're kind of obscure things, so why not talk about them and see what other people think about them? And so far, this is working pretty well. And there's so many different things out there in this world that anybody and everybody can do this, and we can all learn a lot from one another. So this is one of the greatest things about Podcast Incubator, because here Droops has given the world the opportunity to do this. So if you feel like doing it, brainstorm plenty of topics in advance. You know? Think about all the different things you'd like to talk about. Think about things that would link good together. You know? But just make sure that you enjoy and you have a passion for what you're talking about. This will go a long way into helping your podcast. So, and after you've recorded your podcast, you've done all this, listen to it. And re-listen to it. And then listen to it some more. Okay? The more you listen to your own self and your own podcast, the more you're going to pick out things that you don't like. Things that don't sound right. So maybe you might go back and redo a whole episode before you release it. Or maybe, you know, you can go back and maybe say, okay, well, that episode was okay. It's good enough to release, but there are a couple of things about it that I didn't like. So on my next episode, I won't do this. You know, it's also one of the many important things for me. And I'm kind of stealing this number from Audio Engineers. But it's basically listen to your show on different formats. What I mean is listen to it at your computer, on the computer speakers, and see what it sounds like. Listen to it in the car stereo. You know, take it out to your car. Put it on the stereo. See what it sounds like there. Is it distorted? Is there a lot of background noise? Compare the two. And most importantly, listen to it with headphones, okay? Because we're podcasting, you figure a large majority of people listen to headphones with their iPod. I know I spend a lot of time, you know, with headphones attached to the end of my iPod. It's either that or pretty much plugged into my car's stereo. So, you know, we want something that people can enjoy when they're listening to. So if you can enjoy listening to it on headphones and different audio formats, this one, sure, other people can as well. So just make sure you listen plenty of times to what you're putting out before you just put it out. Don't record something, not listen to it, and put it out, and you have something that sounds really bad, because you could be talking about something really pertinent, really neat, very kick-ass. But if you're not putting the effort to even listen to what it sounds like, you know, people may not even come back to listen to it. So, and constantly, you know, if you don't like the way that something sounds, try your different setups. Try recording at a different bit rate. Try rearranging your setup. Try recording in a different environment. Like my setup is insanely simple. I have my cheap $10 mic, which is plugged into my laptop, recording via the Total Recorder software through the microphone port. On my second desktop computer, I have a stream playing. And I have the stream that plays from that computer out to my speakers. And my speaker is right here next to the microphone. So I'm not dual channeling. I'm not mixing shit together. No, man. I'm setting one computer's speaker next to my microphone to get this nice little background music effect. No, it doesn't come across super clean, but what it does do is it takes care of a whole lot of background noise. It takes care of that clicking that ceiling fan in my room constantly makes every 3 seconds, click, 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 that would drive a listener crazy, okay? It takes care of the dog running up and down the hallway. You don't hear that. It takes care of the TV in the living room. You don't hear that. It takes care of my roommates in the kitchen cooking dinner. All these other ambient sounds around me are canceled out by putting a rinky-dink speaker right next to my microphone. So, experiment, 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 and listen, listen, listen. You'd be surprised what you can pull off with just minimal hardware and really cheap equipment. Sometimes can really put out some really nice stuff. So, don't automatically disregard something because, oh, it's cheap, or I only paid $20 for it, or, you know, because, hey, actually, these speakers and the microphone are both harvests that I pulled out of trash or off the side of the road, etc. So, apparently, it was not good enough for somebody. But, once again, it's what brings Ninja Night School to the interweb. So, keep that in mind. I'll take some pictures of my little setup here, just so you can see how simple and how minimal it is. I'll put these up on the website. You guys look at this, laugh at it, and then think about how much better you could do it. And so, lastly, the most important thing, once we've got our audio show done, recorded, edited, and all that good stuff, well, we need to save our file. And we need to name our file appropriately. File naming with the podcasting is pretty crucial. You need it to be a consistent format. You need it to be easy identifiable and easy to store. So basically, what you're going to want to do, at least the format I use, I'm taking a page from the music trading community, like over at further.org. A lot of the this is a system that's been set up for, I don't know, at least 10, 15 years, and it's very good for documentation. And so this is what I've carried on to my podcast, and I'm going to share it with you. So when you're naming your file, the first part of the file name should be the show's title abbreviated. For example, Ninja Night School, I use NNS. So the first part of any show that I save is going to be NNS. And the next thing that you need, and these are bare minimum for your show titles, is your show's abbreviation number, show's title abbreviated, and then the show number. Okay, and you want to use a minimum of 3 numbers in your numbering system. This way it keeps it all nice and orderly in the file system when somebody downloads all your files. A tasty beverage there. But the... For example, the bare minimum that you should use, we'll use Ninja Night School as an example, I would label my episodes bare minimum NNS and then 001.mp3 or etc. Now you can expand upon this method a little bit, as I do in my shows, if you notice with Ninja Night School. Also include, along with the episode number, also include the date of the show. Because I figure that way, if nothing else, when you're going back, if there was a particular show or something that for some reason somebody would like to go back and re-listen to, sometimes having the date along with the show numbers helps you pick out stuff. Because you may not remember what episode number I was talking about, random topic, but you can remember, oh, it was around Christmas time, or it was when I started school, or it was... So, having a date on the end of your file format can sometimes help people if they want to go back and listen to an old show, or reference something that you might have said. So, keep this in mind. So, after we've saved our file, the next very important step that we must remember to do is that we need to edit the file properties. So, and I'm going to have to forewarn everybody, I use Windows in recording all my stuff, so I'm going to give you a Windows how-to. If anybody would like to write up a Linux how-to, if need be, if it's that much different, go ahead, write it up, send me an email, and we'll post it up on the site as well. But mainly to edit the file properties, we're going to right-click our newly saved show episode, whatever you want to call it, and then we're going to right-click and go down to properties, and this will bring up the file properties box. And at the top of this box, we have two tabs. We have the general tab and we have the summary tab. You want to click the summary tab, which will bring up convenient little ID3 tags there. And what you want to do is you want to go down to the bottom and click the advanced button. And this will bring you into the advanced ID3 tag. And in Windows, this breaks it down into several sections. So when you open up your advanced summary, you're going to see four main categories: your music, description, origin, and audio. The only two that we really need to worry about are the top two, the music and the description category. Now, if we're doing a podcast, ideally we are, most of the people subscribing to podcasts, it's going to be iPods, you know, stuff like that. You know, iPods are probably the most common MP3 player around, or one of the more popular, nonetheless. So, we want to cater to these people, as well as everybody else who would be using a digital MP3 player as well. So, there are two main important tags that we must edit. The first one is in the music category, the very top one. It's going to be the artist. Now, the artist is, of course, who you are. Who's doing the show? So, with me, the Ninja Night School, it's Low-Tech Mystic. So, every show, I always put in Low-Tech Mystic. And also, in the description tab, the top one there, the title, you want to edit this. You want to make sure you put in your show's name. So, what I usually do is I put in Ninja Night School, and then the episode number. That way, regardless of MP3 player device, whatnot, these tags are always shown. So what people will be able to know just by scrolling through, as long as they have a display, what they're listening to. So they'll know what show they're listening to, what episode, and who's on that episode of the show. Now, I also like to fill out a couple other tabs. I like to fill out the year tab, you know, hey, so you know what year it is. And the two other tags that I always like to put in, then you gotta have show notes for your show. This just helps people go through. They know what the episode's about. You know, this will help attract listeners and also help in the. And the going back, say I wanted to listen to something, you wanted to know what you've talked about, you can easily access this through the show notes. Now, we want to put our show notes in the comments tag, and also I like to put the show notes in the lyrics tab as well. So, yes, it's a little redundant, but at the same time, some players, you know, if somebody's got their player set up on their computer, say like with a Windows Media Player, Winamp, whatever they're using to play their audio files, there's options where you can set up to show lyrics. So for some reason, if somebody has this set up, maybe they're doing karaoke or whatnot, and they just happen to click on Ninja Night School, well, they're going to see the show notes scroll up, because I've put them in the lyrics tab. This is kind of a neat treat. Now, you know, you figure, it's not going to apply to probably 90% of the listening audience, probably more than that. But the few people there, they've got a nice little fun treat. So, always think of neat little things that you can do just to help out your audience and add appeal to your show. And, of course, most importantly, have fun. Podcasting is something that you should enjoy doing. If it becomes a stress, a chore, anything like that, anything unpleasant, then maybe you should seriously reconsider doing your show and call it quits. Because for the most part, if it's something you don't like doing, it's probably not going to be that good of a thing. But your experience will vary, and mileage will vary, depending on use. So, I hope this has maybe helped out some people, one way or the other. And I encourage anybody who is thinking about doing their own podcast, if you need hosting, send an email to admin@podcastincubator.com. That'll come to me. We can set you up with the show. We'll set you up with web space for your website. Set you up with the XML feed so you can podcast along with all the other great shows in the Podcast Incubator family. And you can be well on your way to being the media. And as the little intro clip that I played at the beginning of the show, you know, the media is the common ground of what we all can identify with. So we can all do our part to help change the common ground and the common consciousness of those around us. So y'all, I guess until next time, I'm gonna bid adieu. And also, before I go, I have to give shouts out to everybody that's listening to the show, anybody that's putting out content, and at the same time, I also want to mention real fast, you guys out there that would like to do some recordings, but you don't want to do your own podcast, you know for a fact, it'd be fun to do a couple episodes or do something, but I do not want to have to do a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever show. It's just too much. Okay, we'll consider Twat Tech Radio. Okay, Droops is doing doing another website. It's Hardcore Tech. So if you've got a cool hack to talk about, program, anything technology related, record a program. 5 minutes, 20, 30 minutes, you know. Make it at least 5 minutes. Boom, that's all you have to do. One show. Send it off to Droops. You can contact Droops through email, droops@gmail.com. Go over to the twattech.org website. Look it up. If you're also interested in doing a show, but it's not very technology-oriented, per se, but you still would like to contribute somehow or another, maybe you've got a neat little fun fact or just kind of something that maybe it's not so much technology, but you know people would be interested in. Hey, contact me, Low Tech Mystic, okay? You can contact me at the admin@podcastincubator.com, or you can send me email through Ninja Night School Radio at nnsradio@walla.com. And if you're interested in just doing an episode or two, or maybe even little segments, you know, Ninja Night School is always open to new ideas and stuff like that. So I would be more than happy to put on little correspondence pieces or something like that. If people want to record clips or maybe even full-on episodes, hey, you know, get in contact with me. We can make this happen. This is what it's all about. And so let's have fun, let's enjoy ourselves, and let's educate those around us as much as we can. And try to make this place we live in as best a place as we can make it. So with that, I'm going to finish rambling, because it's about time for me to get ready for work here. So we here at the hidden dojo that is Ninja Night School would like to remind you that in binary, there is no word for goodbye. So, we just use loop. And we'll see y'all around.
Graceless lady.
know who I am. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. Cause why?
Thank you.